definitely human.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast of the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we're reviewing Viennese milk chocolate dipped fingers.
As always, we're judging the biscuit on taste, texture, and biscuitness. And now we're in the show, and usually here...
Seamless,
usually... The whole structure's falling apart because usually we do some backgrounds on the biscuit just to like kind of ease our way in and to give people some knowledge that they can perhaps use at a dinner party.
But you came around and were like, I just don't care anymore, David. You had this kind of like faraway look in your eyes.
That was off the record.
Right, sorry.
But these Viennese biscuits, I have like virtually no info on. It's not that I didn't look. I did look, but apparently...
Do you know what? I don't care. I'm just so thrilled to be eating some what appear to be nice biscuits for a change.
Yeah, so if anyone who's not familiar... So the Viennese biscuits, first of all, Viennese sounds fucking fancy.
It does. And you know. I don't know if you've noticed, I'm actually dressed a little fancily today.
Yeah, actually, now you mention it. Yeah, yeah, you are.
Not my usual attire, sort of ballroom.
Did you have a shave or something?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have a shave.
Right.
Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to make me feel self-conscious?
Okay,
this is supposed to be like our luxury episode, and you're already making me feel like shit. No, I didn't have a shave for you. It's an audio show. No one's seeing my horrible Tom Hanks from Castaway beard.
So that's a no then.
Just because you can't grow a beard.
Hey, look, we all got across the bear, man. Okay.
I'm wearing a ballroom suit, a sort of black tail thing, the kind of thing that you might wear if you were doing a Viennese waltz.
Oh, okay then.
You a fan of Strictly?
No.
Everyone's a fan of Strictly.
I'm not.
What are you wearing? You're kind of wearing something a little bit. Sort
of. Yeah, I've dressed up as well. Yeah. I mean, you've kind of got the tails on and the top hat and like it's like a white waistcoat thing, which is very nice.
Thank you.
I'm also dressed very smartly as well. I'm wearing a suit.
Slightly, not quite as clean as my suit is.
Well, you know, it's...
There's some stains on there.
Well, I think, you know, yours is quite clearly a costume.
Mm.
Mine is more, it's more real. It's kind of, it's got more visceral feel to it.
Okay.
Yeah, because, so yeah, Viennese biscuits, I was looking for someone who had a connection with Vienna.
Anyone, who anyone at all, it could in kind of all of history.
Well, there's no one famous who came from Vienna or lived there ever.
Okay.
So I went with someone who's just a big fan of Vienna. Yeah, this guy, he was like, it was in his top two cities in Europe. It's Richard Nixon. Okay.
Yeah. And I was thinking maybe it was kind of like it was going to be a sort of a bait and switch sort of situation, but no, it's Richard Nixon. Because
well, I think it'd be more. I think it's more surprising that it's Richard Nixon.
Why would you possibly think that?
Because you thought it'd be bait and switch, and I was like, oh, it's bait and bait.
Does that work? Okay.
No switch. What you see is what you get. All superficial with good old Dave. So
it was in his top two favorite places.
Yeah,
what was his number one?
Salzburg, he also was a fan of.
Okay.
So that's all I have to say about that. But he went there in 1974. Well, he went there a few times, but in 1974, he was there for half a day. He spoke to the press. And he reminisced a little bit with the press. He said, "When I was in Vienna in 1956, I found that of the tourists that came to Europe, the American tourists, only 8% got to Vienna. And that, of course, is a great loss to them. I think the percentage is now up." Pretty exciting, eh?
God.
"As I remember my trips to all of the European countries, virtually all of them, Vienna and Salzburg were a must. Not only because of the historical things to see, but the beauty of the countryside. And also the Austrian people are just enormously hospitable and friendly." So Richard Nixon, big Vienna fan.
Are you just like a mouthpiece for Nixon now?
Why do you say that?
Because all of these sort of like really bad kind of connections to Nixon seem to be more of an excuse for you to just quote Nixon.
No.
Me. And the listeners.
No, I think I give a fair and balanced depiction of the man, which most of the media doesn't. Well, no, I think you're just you've been kind of brainwashed into mm-hmm. the wholly negative view of Nixon as being like a habitual liar, a warmonger, just deceitful, just an all-around unlikable
person. Who are we talking about again?
Richard Nixon. Sorry, yeah. Something, you know, because you're wearing the costume, you kind of forget where the boundaries are.
Sure, that's what normal people say. When you wear the costume, you forget who you are.
Okay, so the biscuits, they're from Marks and Spencer's, which for people not from these set to dials is like a fancy shop. Well, the food is fancy there.
It's a pretty fancy shop. It's kind of...
I'm not sure. I think like the clothes are kind of like just for people who have...
The food
section is fancy. In their 40s and 50s are given up.
It's kind of like... it's kind of like for fancy people that don't want to be seen to be too fancy, right? It's like, oh, I'm down to earth. I shop at Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah, well, there's actually... It's been an interesting thing recently, and there's like some guys come up with a term for this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's premium mediocre.
Oh, that should have been our production company name.
too late, man. Yeah, and I think, Marks and Spencer is like the epitome of premium mediocre. Because like all the food from there, I mean, we haven't tried these biscuits, so we don't want to prejudice any of that. But all the food from there, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's okay. But it comes with this sort of whole premium branding, you know. So premium mediocre. So some examples that he gives of it are... Premium mediocre is truffle oil on anything. An extra leg room seats in economy. Premium mediocre is cruise ships, artisan pizza, Game of Thrones, and the Bellagio.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Premium mediocre is food that Instagrams better than it tastes. Premium mediocre is Starbucks Italian names for drink sizes. So I think this guy's on to something. He's like summed up a big part of our society.
He's saying that's the way to live.
He's saying I haven't read the whole article, but I think it finishes on premium mediocre bring you happiness.
If you kind of follow those simple steps, you will fit snugly into sort of society, right?
Yeah, and you'll feel like you're getting a premium ride through it as well.
Yeah,
which is what we hope we're gonna get with these Viennese milk chocolate. Oh,
that is a nice
fingers.
Segue. Very nice.
Thank you, man. Thank you. because like just kick off, like the box looks pretty, it's pretty fancy. It's kind of got it's in a cardboard box, not in that horrible shitty cellophane wrapping which just, you know, gets stuck down some fish's throat or something.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a matte finish to the box.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a large box and they've got the biscuits on the front of the box. Yeah. But there's a lot of space there. It's like they've got room to breathe. There's almost kind of like a weird sort of endless horizon thing going on in the background. Yeah. There as well.
It's like these biscuits exist in some sort of afterlife.
This is like the end of Space Odyssey where he's like an old man. There's just a plate of Viennese biscuits on the table.
Yeah.
Truly we have transcended.
And they kind of like, the biscuits are arranged. They're not just like, you know, it's not just a picture of one biscuit. There's like four or five stacked on top of each other as if like, oh, this is a feast of biscuits.
Yeah.
We got a little tower of biscuits for you. You can, so you don't have to stop yourself at one. You can have many because you are living in a premium, mediocre life.
Do you think it's possibly suggesting that more than one person is enjoying those biscuits? Or do you think that is a tower of biscuits for one individual?
I think probably more than one person. I think this is basically an ambassador's reception kind of deal with the Ferrero Rochers, you know?
I feel so fucking fancy right now.
I know, man. You dressed the part. Yeah. I wish I brought my top out as I usually do. It's like the one day I don't bring it, you know?
And your monocle, you left it at home.
Yeah.
But you do have a tie, and that's, you know, I feel like we're both kind of fancy-ish. Yeah.
I mean, this is a clip-on tie, but you can't tell from where you're sitting, and the listeners can't tell. No,
I've got bad eyes anyway.
Okay, thank God. Okay, that's the end of the first section, and experience the taste.
Wow. Yeah. That was, okay. You even kind of like gestured wildly with your hands when you said that. It felt very grand.
Well, I think it's for these biscuits, you know. Yeah. I feel, you know, and I didn't intend to do that. I think I'm just kind of subconsciously trying to impress the biscuits.
You feel like a bit of a fraud next to them.
Not in front of the biscuits. Shut up. Okay, all right then. So, open it up. Open up the nice matte cardboard box. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. We do have that cheap cellophane wrapping on the inside.
Good. All best right. of both worlds.
Not much of a smell.
You definitely smell the chocolate.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Well, I mean, they look pretty good. They almost look like a kid's biscuit. It's like a wiggly worm with a bit of chocolate on the end.
Yeah, it looks like it's just been kind of splurged out of the...
Yeah,
the nozzle, the biscuit making nozzle.
Yeah, there's definite splurging to this. There's definite splurge factor. I don't necessarily have a problem with that.
It's quite weighty.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun to hold with all the kind of the pattern on it.
Yeah, and these are all butter, so it's like a short bread.
How do they describe themselves? Is it like a kind of a chocolate dipped situation? Or?
So it says all butter, Viennese milk chocolate dipped fingers.
See, these aren't chocolate dipped. They've kind of gone a little bit further. They've kind of like, yeah, it's chocolate dipped. Oh, what's this? Underneath, all chocolate as well.
It's like, you know, someone has gone, guys, all right, do the Viennese biscuits, but we'll just dip them in chocolate. And they did, and they had a bit on the end, and then they panicked, went, well, actually, I think we need more. And they've gone for it on the bottom as well. So have they overcompensated?
I see it the other way, where it's like they're kind of giving us a little treat. They're like, oh, don't worry about these. These are just like chocolate-tipped biscuits, no big deal. And then you open the pack and it's like, surprise, even more chocolate than you thought there was going to be. Because who doesn't want that?
I haven't tried the biscuit yet, but I'm kind of thinking like a big part of great art is knowing what to leave out.
Okay.
You know? It's about the negative space. It's about not putting too much in. It's about giving things room to breathe. And I worry that the amount of chocolate I'm seeing on this, they've lost confidence in their biscuit, and maybe all the chocolate's trying to hide something. I don't know.
You're coming at it from a very pessimistic point of view.
Sorry, man.
This is supposed to be our luxurious episode.
You're right. Okay, then.
Finally enjoying like doing this show.
Yeah.
Even just reviewing garbage biscuits forever, it feels like.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. That was just like old me.
Yeah.
I'm the new me now. I'm the premium mediocre me.
So I don't know if I've told you this enough, but like old you, I really hated that guy. I just hated being around him. It was just a real piece of work.
Well, good thing he's gone. Hey,
yeah, just gone forever.
Just your new best friend.
All new, all different.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go for a bite.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, baby.
Oh boy, that's good.
Oh yeah. Mm. This. I feel like my first impressions, I'm getting a Rolls Royce taste for a Ford Focus price.
Nice.
You know?
Those are...
Cars.
Footballs? Cars, yes.
Yes, yep, those are cars, yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'd just like to say that David is sort of leaning back in his chair after every bite.
Yeah. These are not like some snack. This is an event.
Mm.
It's to be enjoyed and given the proper respect it deserves.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot. It feels very confident, you know.
Mm.
It's like, the other biscuits, they turn up and they're just a bit timid and they don't really know where their strengths lie. This one does. And its strengths lie in a lot of fucking fat and sugar, which I'm loving. Yeah.
It's very buttery, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it.
That was so delicious, but I don't know at this point, is this something that I can continuously eat, or am I going to just throw up all over my nice ballroom suit?
But if you throw up, you'll then be able to eat more.
Like a Roman feast.
Do we have like forks or something that we can put down our throats to purge so we can continue eating these?
I do feel that perhaps the chocolate is a bit too much.
Yeah, I just got to the end because I was eating it, where it was mainly biscuit, and then save the chocolate indulgence at the end. And you're right. I could have just done... It was nice to sound like the Viennese biscuit with just like that little touch of chocolate as well.
The only problem is gone down my throat.
This is the death you wanted. In fact, it's better than he deserves. Yeah, because I feel, you know, a lot of luxury, it's not about having like loads of stuff. It's about doing a little bit very, very well. Do you want another one, or you?
I kind of do, yeah. But like, do we deserve it?
I know what you mean, man. So I feel like maybe
I don't think I've ever felt this way about a biscuit before. But I kind of feel like I'm not worthy to actually eat them. I'm kind of looking at them, and they're there, like, you fucking scumbag. You think you deserve to eat us?
I think maybe this is just an internal thing for you, because I'm not getting that.
Can't you hear them?
No. I think I'm getting more encouraging tone where it's like, come on. I'll hold your hand. I'll walk you through this.
I know you're nervous. This is probably your first time with a real biscuit.
I've stepped out into society. I'm terrified of making some kind of faux pas, you know, not curtsying the right way or something. The biscuit's like, stick with me. It's going to be fine. And then we start to dance.
So this is kind of a sort of noble gentleman of a biscuit, you think?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting right now. That's the vibes I'm getting right now.
And we're...
I'm swooning.
We're peasant girls.
Yeah, basically, this is kind of a bit of a My Fair Lady situation. Yeah, I feel I'm pretty impressed so far.
I'm pretty impressed, but in a kind of like... I feel slightly sort of like I'm out of my depth a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Do you feel inferior to the biscuit?
I feel inferior, and I'm impressed, but in a kind of like, they could very easily have their way with me. And
it's like, are you just getting all these sweet nothings just to be left in the lurch tomorrow morning?
Well, that's my fear. I'm deeply, deeply anxious about that. I want this biscuit to be true to me.
You know, if you want to experience sort of true love, you need to open yourself up and you need to be vulnerable and you need to risk the possibility of getting hurt. I think if you really want to, you know, get everything you can from this biscuit, I think you've just got to, you know, go and take a running jump.
The thing is, it's not even about true love. It's about the comfort and stability that it promises. That's what I value in this situation. But I'm worried that perhaps it's just taking me for a bit of a ride.
Don't act like you don't like it.
Am I kidding?
Yeah.
I think I will have another one.
Exactly. Look at him. What a slag. Yeah, so like, you know, and these weren't like super expensive. I mean, they were £1.75, so, and you only get about, what was it, like 10. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not super expensive. It's definitely premium mediocre.
Yeah.
You know? But we're not talking in the realms of Harrods or something. I'll be honest, I have nothing more to say about a taste at this point. I'm just eating it because I'm enjoying it now.
Yeah.
And that was the first rule of this show. We will never eat just to enjoy. Sorry, I forgot to tell you that rule. That was the first rule of the show.
How many rules are there for this show?
There's that one, and the second one is death before dishonor.
Okay, yeah. So. And then there's 87 others.
And then most of them are about death as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Rule three is snitches get stitches, so... Okay, I think I'm ready to give it a score.
All right.
Sorry, I just got to finish this mouthful.
Such a
pain. I didn't want to kind of waste the biscuit's time by speaking to you. I just wanted to give it all the attention it deserves. Okay. Right. Okay. I'm going for a big 4.5.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 10. Like at first, when I first saw it, I was like, this could be a 5, but... I have to knock off half a mark. So I just think on that one, the chocolate dip down is just a bit too much chocolate because the biscuit is so nice. Yeah. It's just, you know, I feel like, yeah, it's like eating a cloud of butter and sugar.
Yeah.
With a little bit of chocolate. And how could you not want that?
I'm going for a 4.
Oh.
You look so betrayed right now.
I just don't know why you're throwing this away, David. You're allowed to be happy, you know.
See, that's the thing.
Just open your heart.
That's the thing. I don't think I am. I don't think I am.
Look, don't put your problems on the biscuit, all right? So explain the 4.
The chocolate is too much. Mm-hmm. That's half a point. And then also, it's not quite weighty enough for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's like you say, it's like eating a cloud of butter or whatever, which I'm all for, but I feel like something's missing.
You want a bit of a fight with it, so you want a bit of a tussle. A little bit of an oral tussle when you're eating it, yeah.
That's me. That's who I am. Yeah. And maybe again, you know, bringing prejudice, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm a bit rough and tumble, you know. And this is a gentlemanly biscuit.
Yeah.
And here's me.
A bit of rough yourself.
A bit of rough.
Yeah.
We're just not clicking. It's not like those romantic sort of Jane Austen kind of like stories where... Yeah. You know, against all the odds, they sort of come together. I don't think that is the reality of the situation. I think it's more like there are some sort of social barriers that just can't be crossed.
So the whole opposites attract thing is bullshit, basically.
I think so, yeah.
Stick to your own. Stay in your box. Stay in your lane. Yeah. Stay in your box.
Yeah.
And everything be fine.
I feel like, you know, we've been pretty clear about that throughout this show, that that's always been our kind of philosophy. And I think, like, I'm just a bit too rough for this smooth-ass biscuit.
Okay. Yeah. All right, fair enough. I think you're denying yourself a very happy future just because you can't expand your mind a little bit.
Yeah. No, you get it, yeah.
Yeah, because you're just small-minded, very close-minded. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you want to choose to be unhappy and not just give everything you've got to this biscuit, that's your choice.
That is what they say, isn't it? You choose to be happy or sad. It's kind of a choice.
Well, I am. Right now, I am. I am. I feel like with this biscuit, I've got an option. I'm choosing happy.
Okay.
I'm feeling great.
Right. Is there anything more to say about taste?
No, absolutely not. Let's get on to the next section because I think that's going to go just as well. Okay, after a pretty luxurious first round.
Feeling very luxurious. Do you like my incredibly luxurious gloves?
I just noticed the gloves, actually. Yeah. I didn't realize that. Have you got a little cane as well, perhaps?
I do.
Wow.
Perhaps I do. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Do you think you get used to this sort of lifestyle?
I don't know. I mean, that's my whole problem with these biscuits, right? I do have a bit of a sort of an inferiority complex. I don't think I deserve to wear nice things or look nice or have nice things.
I don't know what to do about that. Maybe you can kind of get desensitized to not feeling worthy. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
So yeah, it's the texture around now. I've got very high hopes because I've opened my heart to the biscuit, and I think it's gonna do me well. It's gonna be there for me.
Okay.
Because I've already like touched on the texture, which is quite a soft biscuit. Cause it's a shortbread or butter star kind of thing.
Usually, I'm not a fan of soft biscuits. I think this is probably the kind of the softest biscuit that I am a fan of.
Yeah. That's high praise.
And the chocolate kind of gives it a bit of hardness to it as well, which is good. It needs that, I think.
Mm. It's not too, like, it's quite, I mean, you know, biscuit tends to be quite sort of dusty, but it's not dry, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
It's all that butter, you know, giving it the moisture. Oh, God, I love butter
It
so
is
much.
Just mostly butter.
Are you still off dairy?
What? No. I am, but, you know, this is work.
This is work, yeah. You're hating every minute of this, aren't you?
Too bad.
Yeah. Next week, we are reviewing a stick of butter.
I mean, we basically are this week.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go for a dunk.
Well, the big question, which direction? Because it's one side is chocolate dipped. So which side are you dunking?
I'm going to go for biscuit side, predominantly biscuit side first.
Okay, I'm going to go with chocolate then. We'll see who wins.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of obscene to see you
this way. I just want
to
say I quit. I have this biscuit. I need nothing more in my life. I just want to say thank you to everyone who supported me to this point. I don't need any of you anymore. Me and the biscuits are going off to live on our own. Bye.
Okay, well, Dave has gone, so it's just me by myself now. And I'm going to keep it going.
I'm not going to let David have all the biscuits. I'm going to stay to the end of the episode to finish the biscuits, but then I really am gone.
You didn't think this that I goodbye. Could maybe have kept that show going by myself?
Yeah, I think you, but why take the risk?
Okay,
you know.
All right.
Okay. How did your chocolate dip side go?
I think because it was going chocolate side in, the chocolate kind of waterproofed it a little bit, so I didn't really get it. So I think I'm gonna have to dunk again.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's like taking a bubble bath whilst injecting heroin into your bloodstream, you know?
Because they give you about the same level of pleasure, right, you know? I haven't tried heroin, but from what I understand, it's like pretty much a bubble bath. As good. Yeah. It works, man. I was a little bit worried, I'll be honest. I tried to keep the doubt out of my mind, you know, and I think I was right to do that. Because I thought because it's quite sort of airy, I thought it was just going to like soak up shitloads of tea.
Yeah.
And then just turn into sludge. But it doesn't. Somehow it maintains its texture. Again, probably something to do with all the fat and all the butter. God, I love butter.
Yeah. We don't know what the... There's some kind of secret to this biscuit, I feel, that is like... I mean, that's what you pay the money for, right?
Exactly. That's what you pay £1.75 for. That's what we're paying these premium mediocre prices.
But I wonder...
Mm-hmm.
Is this the kind of thing where perhaps, like, this has been handed down to us and it's like... These people selling it are selling it at a loss, but it's so important to the world to know these biscuits.
No, I think it's probably more a case that our idea of what is premium is incredibly warped, and knocking these out for what equates to 17 and a half pence a biscuit is probably leaves them with a huge margin.
You don't think these are actually just really luxurious biscuits?
Oh, no, they are very luxurious as well. They are very luxurious. Yeah. And
I've smudged a bit of chocolate on my shirt now. My nice white shirt. It was spotless before. Yeah. It's kind of just, there's these like chocolate thumbprints.
I think that's a good thing though, because like the upper classes, the real upper classes, mm-hmm. they have got that slightly disheveled kind of thing about them.
Right.
It's not like, you know, new money, they turn up in their Chris White shirt, upper class turns up in a shirt they've had 15 years, which has got like,
they got nothing to prove, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're living a sort of debaucherous lifestyle anyway.
Exactly. And they never have to work for anything, and they don't like value anything either.
Yeah.
So that's what you're turning into now. You're kind of, you are entering that world.
Oh, wow.
Does it feel good?
I don't know if I'm ready. I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. I think I'm ready for high society.
I think so. I think you pretty much, I mean, just get that accent, that cut glass accent, and then you're good to go.
I say, old boy.
There he is. There he is. There's my high society boy.
This feels absolutely wonderful.
This show just got a whole lot more classy. Okay, I'm now at the chocolate dip den, so I'm going that. But I'm dunking it biscuit first.
Okay.
Too much chocolate. What? They fucked it. They fucked it. I thought they did. At the start, I said, they haven't had, you know, the confidence in their design to just, like, stop at the chocolate. They panicked and they went, oh, let's just put a bit more chocolate on it. Didn't need it.
But you know what? The
so all I can taste now is this milk chocolate, you know.
But if you eat it from, like, say, holding the chocolate side in your fingers and dipping the non-chocolate side, by the time you get to the chocolate, that's too small to dunk anyway. So perhaps that's kind of like you're dunking it and then you get to the end piece and then that's just a nice little treat.
Well, maybe, but I still prefer it without the chocolate, even without the dunk. I got another proposal though.
Mm-hmm.
You dunk it, you're dunking it, and you're dunking it until you got all the biscuit part done. You get part of the chocolate, throw it away. Yeah,
like a pasty.
Yeah. throw it at your manservant. Try and tell him to open his mouth, and then try and throw it into his mouth like he's a seal catching fish, like the upper classes do. Yeah, find some, you know. Go out on the street, find some peasant covered in dirt. Mm-hmm. Say, would you like some chocolate, boy? And then when they're like, oh, it's please, sir. Yeah, well, open your mouth. And then you just try and throw the bit of chocolate that you've got left over into his mouth. And if he doesn't catch it, you beat him.
Okay.
God, I love being upper class.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of always had a bit of a chip on my shoulder about them, but I've adapted to this lifestyle now that I've eaten M&S biscuits so quickly. It's almost like it's inbreeding through osmosis or something. Mm-hmm. I don't think my family are inbred, but I think these biscuits are giving me like a experience of that upper class inbreeding.
Mm.
Yeah, that was good.
I think I am ready to be of the upper classes. I think you're ready to be of the upper classes.
I think we both are, man. I think we're taking this whole show to another tax bracket.
Do you think we need to start hitting that demographic more, sort of marketing ourselves more towards
we're mainly in this for the money,
yeah,
and rich people are notoriously tight bastards. Why? That's why they're rich, you know.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
So maybe we need to make an aspirational thing where we don't have rich people listening, but we have people who want to be rich listening, and they may be more, you know, giving with their money.
What could be more upper class than getting our money from the poor plebs?
Oh, exactly. Oh, God, this all falls into place. This is it, you know?
Oh, it's just so perfect.
I felt like with this show, at some point, we would become a member of the upper classes. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think it would be by episode 9.
I know. That's the amazing thing.
Yeah.
That it happened so soon. I mean, obviously, it was inevitably going to happen.
Yeah. But I thought it would be more like in terms of... We were around episode 20. We would receive knighthoods for our services to podcasts, etc.
Get in that way.
Yeah, all we had to do was buy some of these luxury Marks and Spencer biscuits and eat those.
So what sort of things are we going to start doing now that we're high society? I guess elbows off the table is a big thing.
Elbows off the table. Marrying your cousin. Uh-huh, that's a big one.
Never sort of answering questions about yourself at social situations, but asking a lot of questions about other people to make them feel important.
Make them feel important, and also to try and avoid getting into any kind of interrogation of your family and its history, which is incredibly dark. Just disdain for anyone who actually works for money.
Okay,
I think I'm ready to rate this.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about biscuit, not this whole up class lifestyle.
Just the biscuit.
For the texture.
Yeah, you've been very ready this whole episode, like eager.
Well, I have the confidence. I now have the natural unearned confidence that the upper classes have. My life is just going to go from strength to strength from here. I can do whatever. I can fuck up so badly, and society give me another chance.
Yeah,
this is great. I really can't recommend these biscuits enough. Okay. I'm going for another 4.5. I wanted to get like that first bite. I was like, wow, this is a solid 5. But again, the chocolate fucked it up. The chocolate dip part is just too much.
No, I'm going to go for a 4 again.
Is this like is this part of your upper class thing where you don't want to be too enthusiastic?
That's the thing. I feel like if I fully embrace it, if I fully just sort of go in for this, that's almost kind of betraying what it is, you know, because the real upper classes, they sort of throw it away a bit, don't they?
Yeah.
Because they have that kind of that confidence and that security. So I'm trying that. I'm trying to be a bit sort of like, whatever, you know, it was fine.
Oh yeah. That's a very good point, actually. I feel like a bit of a, I'm feeling a bit new money now because I was so enthusiastic, and that's definitely not upper class. That's definitely not luxury, being enthusiastic or excited.
Well, exactly. Right. And here am I in my sort of very elegant ballroom suit, and there's you and your Richard Nixon with your pin on tie, your stains.
Come on, man. We're both wearing suits, yeah?
Yeah. Some of us are wearing suits. Some of us are trying very hard.
It's kind
hard.
Of the same thing. It's like a jacket and slacks, you know?
Yeah. Might have been nice if you'd... you know what? It doesn't matter.
No, because we're in the same pretty much, right?
We're in the same general space, yes.
Yeah. Because we both belong in this sphere. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so 4.
4, yes, okay. 4. And okay. You, what was it you went with?
4.5. Yes.
4.5. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's only half away from perfect.
Oh, exactly. These are the finer things in life, you know.
Viennese chocolate bickies, they almost perfect for you, are they? That's the sort of almost the platonic ideal.
No, it's
interesting.
They're just quite tasty with a cup of tea, which
you sound like you've got a bit of a frog in your throat.
Absolutely not. Should we move on to the next section?
I'd love to, old boy.
Okay, so that's 2 sections down with some big scores.
Some bigger than others.
I'd say they're both pretty big, so I don't think one of us can look down on the other. I think we're kind of on the same level on this one.
No one said anything about anyone looking down on anyone.
Okay, I just wanted to, you know, make sure, because I think it's about equality within a class, not between classes, but within a class, everyone's more or less the same.
You're sweating a lot. It's not particularly hot in here, is it?
Okay, so we usually look at reviews, but there are no reviews for these online. Probably because rich people, only a rich person would eat these, and rich people would never debase themselves by saying that they like something.
And now that we're high society, we shan't either.
So, no, exactly. You know, is that the end of the show then?
I think that's the end of the show, yeah.
Okay, then.
Goodbye? Or do we have to do like a sign off or...
Tally-ho. That's actually just not much to say, because I checked out the social media for Mark Spencer and it's just mostly just people asking if they're going to have some fucking coke back in stock, or people complaining about buying a bad onion from there. But anyway,
I think these people are just lonely.
It could be that, but I found yesterday, just after I'd bought these, that they were actually doing them buy one, get one half price the next day.
Wow.
Yeah, it said, in need of some delicious snacks for a cozy night in?
Mm-hmm.
Visit us in stores now to benefit from our buy one, get one half price offer on selected extremely chocolatey biscuits and Viennese biscuits. So we're having a nice cozy night in, and I could have got one for half price. And that's actually very upper class, because upper class people don't like paying full price for anything.
No, I mean, that's true, yeah. So how did they describe it? A cozy night in?
Yeah, you need some delicious snacks for a cozy night in. And didn't you say this was International Boyfriend Day?
It is today, yeah. I did say that.
And how perfect would these have been, eh? Because you're my boy who is a friend.
Yeah, that is what that word means.
Yeah. Friend boy day, same thing.
Yeah, interchangeable. Mm. Yeah, that would have been nice, actually. We could have curled up on the sofa, watched some movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And some bickies.
Yeah, don't use the word bickies.
I just know how much you like it.
Oh, God.
Can we not argue on the show, please?
Okay, but we're going to talk about this afterwards, all right?
Fine, whatever. Okay. What do you know about Marks and Spencer?
The food hall's pretty nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, and as discussed in a premium, mediocre way. But I'm kind of like Sainsbury's till I die, really.
Yeah,
Sainsbury's for about the last 3 years when it was my closest supermarket. And before that was Tesco, because that was closest. So more like Sainsbury's until I moved somewhere where there's a close supermarket.
Like a supermarket mercenary in that respect.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, yeah. You know, they don't actually do anything to get me like custom. They just have to be in a convenient walking distance.
That's the kind of effort you put into this show.
Pretty much, yeah. But you're an online shopper, aren't you, David?
I am, yeah. I try to be.
Yeah.
When I remember to buy things.
Yeah, just want to see people put out of jobs in supermarkets, eh?
Yes, I do.
He does say that regularly. He has a Facebook page saying, sack all supermarket workers.
No, all workers.
Oh, all workers, yeah.
I don't think we need them.
I think we need them, but do we have to really pay them? Can't they just come and work on my estate?
Couldn't we sort of figure out some new kind of system which didn't require payment for services?
Exactly. I mean, I'll build some shacks on my estate.
Yeah.
And I'll provide food, and all they have to do in return is them and their family and their offspring and their offspring and their offspring have to work my land.
That sounds reasonable.
And I get
to
the product of their labor. Yeah. I could see this flying in Silicon Valley, because they're all about disruption. I think we should go there and pitch that. I think if we went to billionaire psychopath Mark Zuckerberg and said, Mark, we got an idea. You know what the big problem is with people working is that they become wage slaves.
Yeah.
Let's take the wage thing out of it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my pitch.
Yeah.
And I think you're dressed for it as well, so you'd slip right into that lifestyle now.
I feel like
me too as well.
Well, I do feel like, I don't know, there's something about being kind of, in the upper classes as I am now, where you sort of lose any kind of, what's the word I'm thinking of? I've even forgotten the word.
Very upper class.
Empathy, I suppose.
Right.
For your fellow human.
Okay.
Which I think is a very useful trait to have, actually, because empathy is just holding you back, really.
I think perhaps maybe you're losing empathy more just because you're just indifferent to everything now.
Yes.
Because life is just one long jolly for you now.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's kind of like... It's like kind of living in a world without seasons, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, there's no change. Yeah, yeah. Everything's just kind of a constant blur of just... And it's not like I'm feeling the kind of ecstatic joy that I felt before when I was kind of a bit rough around the edges and still trying to, like, you know, when I was a bit of a grifter. Now that everything's kind of evened out for me, there's no peaks and valleys. It's just this one long kind of horizon, I suppose. Yeah. So I don't feel particularly happy as such, but I'll be damned if I'm going to give this up because I don't feel anything else either. And that, my friend, is a step up.
Absolutely. So,
I mean, there's a thing, you know, would you sacrifice happiness to also sacrifice all the other feelings? Of course you would. Only a fool would say that.
Absolutely. Okay, so you're just going to the biscuitness then?
Yeah.
So we can just go back
just
to...
Fast track to
the
end.
You've got some upper class things to do. I personally have to go and tend to my horses and then beat my manservant.
Yes.
And then just get drunk on port. It's a luxury. It's premium mediocre biscuit. Mm-hmm. But I feel it could be an everyday biscuit as well.
Really?
You'd only have one at a time, I think.
Mm.
I said, you know,
you couldn't eat half a pack. Well, Tom could eat half a
pack, but
a normal human couldn't eat half a pack of these in one sitting. And they're not even very big packs, but they're very rich biscuits, right?
Do you think maybe while superficially we have ascended to the upper classes, our digestive system is still of someone from the lower classes?
It's not used to this kind of complexity in
a
meal.
Yeah, I wasn't raised on a diet of double cream with every meal.
No. I can handle oats and water, no problemo.
Like a horse.
I can eat that for days, but this is a bit too rich for my body. It's still adjusting. But then also, isn't destroying your body also a part of being of the upper classes?
It's true, but something you were just saying then about kind of things, just everything getting evened out and you don't feel any great joy, any great sorrow, that's my fear for these biscuits. If these become my everyday biscuits, will I ever be excited by them again?
No, you will not. And I think that's the problem, because once you get used to the finer things in life, you're sort of... Everything shifts, like you shift as well. Your perspective shifts and kind of what you get used to shifts, and you can't go back to the way it was. And you're not going to feel that excitement about having a treat anymore, because there are no treats anymore, because you've already had the best and the best is now mediocre to you.
Yeah.
And I think these are certainly among the best, probably in the world.
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident saying that. And if you ate them all the time, where would you go from there?
Exactly. And what about when you're in a situation where someone did pull out a hobnob?
I'm sorry.
Grow up.
Sorry, I don't know if you've noticed, but hobnob sounds a little bit like knob.
No! Yeah, but you know, you're around someone's house and they're drawing a biscuit and you're so used to having these and they pull out hobnobs and you're like...
And then you pull the handkerchief to your mouth.
oh gosh. Rip it off for me. Thank you.
Oh, it's not you poor thing. It's dietary requirements. Yeah, yes. You wouldn't understand. My doctor is very specific about these things.
Are these windows open or... is this more like one of those prisons where you can't get out? Yeah, so that's kind of my, you know, they, because they've got that shortbread thing, so it's like, and I consider shortbread a brisket.
You consider shortbread a bread, yes.
Shortbread a bread. I think it's closer to the biscuit on the biscuit cake spectrum. People who say it's cake can fuck off.
Wait, who says a shortbread is a cake?
Some people do.
No.
Yeah, they do.
Made up a straw man. Okay. No one says that.
He's defeated me with his logic. Fine, we'll do a Twitter poll then, and we'll see what people say. Some people think shortbread's okay. I'm not saying everyone, but there are people out there who do. I'm not one of those
people.
I'm not your enemy, David, okay?
If we do this Twitter poll, is there a way to, like, ban those people from listening to our show?
I mean, it's an anonymous poll, but maybe we can trick them into giving away their identities in the comment section.
Okay.
If you think shortbread is a cake, tell us your name and we'll send you a real cake.
Yeah.
And then we just set the house on fire.
Okay. Seems a little
And then
strange.
There'll be fewer people who disagree with us.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the dream.
Exactly.
That's why we made this show in the first place.
Yeah. So biscuitness. I mean, the taste and texture is outstanding, but I feel like if I have this every day, I would become upper class. And if I become upper class, life will be a dream. There'll be no great joy, no great sorrow. It'll just be this monotone, there'll be no feeling. And I will not get the kind of excitement I've had this evening with these outstanding biscuits. Maybe I want to go back to being just Dave Price. Just, you know, the guy who has holes in his shoes and a top hat with a top that kind of flaps open, and he's got a little spotted handkerchief.
I mean, do you think you need to go all the way back down to Dave Price?
Maybe I'll be happier, you know? Because then maybe the highs will be even higher.
Do you think?
I'm making a strong argument for poverty here.
Yeah. This is some fucking, like, Mother Teresa shit right now. But is that just, you know, the sort of the demons of our past? Is that kind of our working class kind of roots being like, you don't deserve this, Dave. You're not worthy of this. You can never be happy.
Well, I think you might have hit the nail on the head there, David. We can put on our costumes and we can eat their food. But the past is always going to drag us down.
Yeah. We don't. I'm taking this off.
I need the trousers on, please.
No.
Oh, God.
You've made your point. I'm taking it all off. It's all coming up.
Oh, no. Oh, God. His underwear has pictures of the Queen on it. Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, shit. No, the underwear.
Oh, God. No. No, David, please. David, no.
Just tell yourself we've got pictures of the Queen on it.
Oh, God.
I wish this wasn't a leather chair.
You people are so lucky this is not a video.
I don't think it can score quite highly for biscuitness.
No.
It's not the kind of biscuit that you can just eat without any strings attached. And I feel like that is a big part of being a quintessential biscuit. There's enjoyment, but there's no expectation.
Yeah.
But if you have these biscuits, it's a lot to live up to.
It's a treat biscuit. It's a premium mediocre biscuit, and you don't have premium mediocre all the time, you know?
Yeah.
You buy the Marks & Spencer signature range because you want to give yourself a special night, you know?
It's difficult to enjoy something when you don't feel safe.
Yeah.
And biscuits, a big part of eating biscuits is that it's like comfort food, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And to eat a fancy biscuit that you know is better than you? How are you supposed to feel comfortable doing that?
No, it's a good point. I mean, I think maybe it's kind of like if you go to a fancy restaurant, I quite like to go, but there's that feeling of I feel a little bit uncomfortable as well. Yeah. And it's nice to visit, but I wouldn't want to be doing that every night.
And then, like, you see the check and you're like, oh my God! And that sometimes turns a few heads.
Yeah, exactly. You ready to score it?
Would it be too much of a come down if I went quite low after this kind of massive high? I don't want to end this show on a bummer, you know?
Well, I think just be returning to sort of your roots, which I think is a healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
So I'd say embrace the low, David.
I'm going to go with a 2.
I'm going to give it a totally indifferent 2.5 out of 5.
This is a power move.
It is. I've enjoyed my time in the upper classes. This, you know, premium mediocre has given me a taste of what I think is fine living, but it's time to go back to the £1 biscuits, you know.
I envy you this moment because you've turned away from that world with grace, whereas I've sort of, you know, pulled my hat off, crumpled it on the floor.
Well, you literally...
I didn't want to be part of it anyway.
Well, you did literally take all your clothes off as well. It's hard to have much grace after that.
No, but I kept the hat on.
You did, yeah. So, in summary then, David, your final score?
It's a 10.
And, yeah, it's a strong score, you know. But I'm not totally satisfied. So it's an 11.5 out of 15.
Is that the highest score you've ever given?
I think so, yeah. Unless I really fucked up on the chocolate digestive, which was a long time ago. And I gave some crazy scores in that episode.
Mm.
I think I was just so excited about starting this venture, which has just brought so many dizzying highs and many, many, many low lows.
I wouldn't change it for the world, old boy.
And absolutely not. You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online. And check out our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bat, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast Bite Size to find out what our highs and lows of this week have been.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, and you can join us again next week when we'll be reviewing the Halloween DIY Gingerbread Pumpkin Kit and 5 Frankenstein Chucky Biscuits. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.